If you would please tell us your name and also what you see as the primary responsibilities for the nominating committee.
Hello, I'm Cindy Brown, and I feel that the primary responsibilities for the nominating committee is to set a process for identifying leadership candidates and to follow that process in recruiting and vetting the individuals that are identified. Their ultimate responsibility is then to offer a ballot of qualified candidates each year to the association members for their voting and to maintain a pool of future candidates as they go along identifying these people.
How would you personally go about recruiting candidates?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to the current leaders of the association and pool them on people that they can identify as possible good leaders for the association. They're working with them in committees and in other associations around the island, and so that would be the first group that I would go to. The second group I'd go to is the staff of the association. They're working with people all the time in these various committees and in other areas on the island. And so I would really think that their opinions on who they like working with or who are effective leaders would be good. And lastly, I am a member of COVAR, the organization, for a number of years, and there are a lot of volunteers there. And so I would definitely use that pool of volunteers to identify people that would be good leaders for the association. And once I've identified these people, or the leaders and the staff have identified them, I would want to meet with these individuals on a one-to-one basis to determine, you know, what their interests lies and to actually ask them if they're willing to volunteer. And I think that personal ask is really important.
And finally, what are the characteristics of leadership or organizational skills that you would be looking for in a candidate?
Yes, the characteristics, there's a number of them. First and foremost, I think, would be communication skills. And I don't mean just verbal and written communication, but also someone who is a good listener. And that goes right into the second characteristic, in that they've proven that they can work well in teams and are effective working with teams and working with others on the island. And also, I'd like someone who has volunteered in the past and hasn't just attended a meeting or, you know, had their name on a list, but were active participants in whatever they were volunteering for. Going along that same idea is that someone who's proven to be dependable, that does what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it, and someone who's proven to be creative, thinking strategically as well as thinking outside the norms, because things change constantly and you have to take advantage of some of those changes in the decisions we're making on the island. And lastly, I would like to make sure that there are people of different backgrounds and experience, both socioeconomic, education, career, hobbies. I think we need to make sure we've covered the gamut in those areas to make sure we're getting the best decisions possible by this group of leaders.
Cindy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.